out of this courthouse, taken away from their families. They don't have the attention. They don't have the lawyers. And that's why the state of New York is providing $50 million to cover legal services for people who are finding themselves in this situation.
There's the governor of New York proposing or planning $50 million of the New York taxpayers' money to help these illegal immigrants defend themselves in court. There's a lot going on in the state of New York. And I'm also going to talk to our next guest about an article he has right out now about pharmacy benefiting manager parasites drive drug costs ever higher. Everybody's paying attention to drug costs, pharmaceutical prices. We're going to get to that here as well. But before we do, Dori Murdoch joins us once again, nationally syndicated columnist, a Project 21 ambassador, and of course, a Fox News contributor. Dori, you're one of my favorite New Yorkers. I wanted to get your thoughts on what's been taking place in the state of New York and the city of New York City here recently.
Annie, it's great to be with you. Well, we have a lot going on, as you can imagine. We've got a mayoral race a week from, week from yesterday, so next Tuesday. And at the primary includes a guy named Mamdia, who is basically a male version of AOC, super, super, super left wing. We have Brad Lander running, who you may have seen on television, sort of scuffling with some ICE folks. Apparently said he put his hand on somebody who then ended up getting arrested. And questions, you know, why are you touching people who don't want to be touched? And then, of course, we have Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, who got in big trouble and basically had to resign because of a whole Me Too kind of situation. And I think even worse than that, he deliberately, during COVID, insisted that nursing homes had to admit people who were COVID positive. And you had, it was an awful situation. You had senior citizens who got COVID, and rather than being told, okay, let's isolate you, let's give you, you know, 10 days or 2 weeks to get better, and then we'll send you back to the nursing home, they said, nope, we're going to, as soon as you test positive, we're going to put you in an ambulance, take you back to your old folks' home and let you go back there. And a lot of seniors who previously had been healthy got infected, and by some estimates, 15,000 of these people dropped dead. And then it turned out governor of New York and his staff downplayed the numbers. They played with the numbers to try to make it look like this was a smaller phenomenon than it was. And the reason for the cover-up, as far as I could tell, was at the same time all this was going on, he was negotiating a book deal, and the value of the book would have been a lot lower if people thought, well, you know, you let 15,000 seniors die on your watch, largely because of your own actions. And so they cover that up basically so you can get a bigger book deal. Incredibly corrupt, incredibly disgusting, not just, you know, a funny money situation in that regard and conflict of interest, but some 15,000 dead bodies. And so Andrew Cuomo is running for mayor of New York, and he has a lot of blood in his fingers. And I'm not a fan. I think he's probably the least obnoxious of the people running. But I just don't think when you have 15,000 dead bodies to your name because of your public policy that you deserve to be given any position of responsibility in the public life, in public eye. But here we are. So he may end up as the next mayor of New York, depending on what things go next Tuesday.
If you're talking about like the political ladder to climb, I don't know if Andrew Cuomo had presidential aspirations. I assume all of these people probably do somewhere in the back of their mind. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to go from the governor of New York to the mayor of New York City? Is that a step up? Is that lateral? How do you view that?
I think, you know, in a lot of cities, that would be a step down. But because New York City is the biggest city in the country with about 8.5 million people, and it's a huge American financial center, it's the capital of the media, it's the capital of entertainment, people come here from all over the world, the United Nations is here. So even though it is a smaller city in the state of New York, it's just, it has such a unique place on the American stage and the world stage, frankly, that I think it's not necessarily a step down. You know, I think if you're in mayor of Nevada and then you end up being the mayor of the you know some small city there, then that probably has that that effect you're talking about. Yeah. A place like New York City, it's a pretty big place in which to have a presence, and everything you do is watched by the world media, and you're just sort of in the news all the time just because of being in charge of this place.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're speaking with Dori Murdoch. He's a writer, nationally syndicated columnist. You have a piece in the Daily Signal, and you're talking about pharmaceutical prices. This is one of those real issues that affects everyday people, especially those who, many who are on fixed incomes. And I remember hearing the Biden administration boast about maybe insulin prices off the top of my head, even though Donald Trump had done that in his first term. But President Trump has talked about lowering drug prices. prices and being more reasonable. What's your assessment on the progress on that so far, and why are they so high?
Well, he's introduced something called Most Favored Nation, and the idea is that a number of drugs will be, the price will be fixed, essentially, at the lowest price that's available among OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development countries, so the big economic powers around the world. And what basically that does is that imports the prices that are set by bureaucracies like the British National Health Service or Health Canada or the German, I love this word, it's Gesetzliche Krankenversicherung, which is the equivalent of the National Health Service in Germany. It's like 25 letters long. It's just amazing. But essentially what they do is take those lower prices and say, okay, Pfizer and Merck, you need to charge the German or the French or the British price for this. And I think it's a bit like, as I say in my piece, which is in the Daily Signal, it's like telling Hewlett Packard that a $1,500 laptop has sold for just $200 because that's the price that MS-13 quotes for freshly stolen computers. You don't find the lowest price that's available from somebody who's selling hot goods and say, all right, that has to be the market price. So what President Trump ought to be doing is two things. Number one, he ought to be talking to British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and to Macron in France and others and say, look, you people are basically robbing from us. You're telling the drug companies, you know, here's what the price we're going to pay you. It's a ridiculously low price, much lower than what these drug companies charge. You're basically stealing our stuff, and you just stop. If you want U.S. drugs, you need to pay U.S. prices, period. And I'd be hammering those guys for stealing from us. The other thing that's really important is there's this group of people called pharmacy benefit managers, and they're just middlemen who get in the middle of all these transactions involving consumers, drug companies, pharmacies, et cetera. And I've described it a bit like being at a restaurant and you order a steak, and the steak might be $58, and somebody pops up who's a meat benefits manager, and he gets in the middle of you and the waiter and the chef and the butcher, and he says, well, not $58, it should be $100. And then he pockets those extra $42, and you pay $100. He takes $42, puts that in his pockets. And that number is, I'm not just pulled out of the air. There's a research done by an organization called Nephron Research back in September of 23. And I'm quoting from their study, 42 cents of every dollar spent on brand medicines for commercially insured patients in the U.S. goes straight to these companies, meaning the pharmacy benefits managers. These are total parasites. These guys don't even add value. They just help jack up prices because they pocket a percentage of the higher price that they increase. Total conflict of interest. And the sooner the pharmacy benefit managers get out of this business or just charge a flat fee and not a share of higher drug prices, I think you'll see drug prices come down dramatically without having to engage in cutting off money to drug companies, which means less research and development, which means fewer cures and fewer treatments.
Man, you know, I think that one of the elements of what Doge and Elon Musk was able to do, at least while Elon Musk was still there, Doge continues on, even though Elon is not, is find those people, those middlemen, that there are middlemen for the middlemen, it seems like, all across the government. And it's never at the benefit of the taxpayer, of the consumer. It's always at the benefit of the bureaucracy. It's perpetuation. And to think about what people, specifically with pharmaceuticals, I mean, if you're talking about life-maintaining, life-saving medication that people need to be consuming, it's just, it's almost evil to think about what is being done here just for the self-perpetuation of people who are pulling that dollar, that 42%. It's really saddening to hear it.
Yeah, these are leeches. Simple as that. I mean, they just get in the middle of these transactions. They don't add anything. And they say, all right, let's just jack up the price and you know, run off with the difference. That's great for them. They make billions and billions of dollars. But it's not good for consumers, not people going into drugstores. I don't think drug companies, Walgreens, Duane Reade, et cetera, CVS, I don't think they benefit from it. I don't see how the drug companies benefit from it. They just have people kind of, you know, free riding on their backs. So this is an industry that doesn't add any value, destroys value, makes a whole lot of money just by, basically butting into transactions which they shouldn't be involved in and then sucking up a lot of cash. So I think we should take a very serious look at the pharmacy benefit managers, clip their wings, if not shut these people down entirely. I mean, if they were, to whatever degree they're doing some kind of, paperwork that might be helpful, whatever, then great, they can charge a flat fee for that. But this whole business of these people charging a share of the drug prices that they push up so they can make more money, they're largely responsible for the high drug prices we pay. Like I say, it's 42 cents of a dollar that these people are sucking out of our hides.
So, DeRoy, do you feel as though the president has had a good spotlight? There's so much going on. And of course, the ability of the administration to address all of the issues that you might campaign on leading into his decided election victory. This is something that he had talked about. But do you feel like in the midst of all of the main headline grabbing stories that this administration is still appropriately focusing on this?
Well, they're focused on so many other things. I mean, obviously, they're trying to get the big beautiful bill through, I think, by July 4th. And then you've got the L.A., largely peaceful L.A. riots, the peaceful riots in Los Angeles. The ongoing effort by ICE to deport violent illegal alien criminals, that continues. And who knows what's going to happen in the Middle East with Israel and Iran lobbing missiles at each other. And if we're going to get involved, do we send bunker buster missiles to Israel so they can destroy the whatever remains of the Iranian atomic weapons program? Do we drop those bombs ourselves? I mean, these are all really big things, and having any one or two of these things happening at once would be enough to keep you and me and our listeners very busy. But it's all these things and many others going on at the same time. So it's very hard to focus on this. Is he making any progress on the drug price front? I guess it's probably a little bit too early to tell if the most favored nation policy will work. My concern is that if it does work, that the drug companies' revenues are going to fall, and the folks who are producing all of these cures, about 80% of the drugs that are in the world biopharmaceutical pipeline come out of U.S. drug companies. So if they don't have the money to invent new treatments and cures, it's not like the British or the French or the Germans or Italians are going to step up. I mean, these countries, for the most part, have been free riders, riding on all the innovations and miracle drugs that are produced by Merck and Pfizer, Lilly and Gilead, and these other companies.
Well, like you said, so much on the plate for this president and the administration, but they are tasked with juggling quite a few things at one time, and hopefully they continue to focus on this, as you did in your Daily Signal article. DeRoy, thank you for being with us. Hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
You as well, Penny. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. DeRoy Murdoch is a nationally syndicated columnist. You can read his latest piece, Pharmacy Benefit Manager Parasites Drive Drug Costs Ever Higher, at the Daily Signal. He's a Project 21 ambassador and Fox News contributor as well. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to dip into The View. You might have heard these clips, but we want to have a stab at it. I don't go to The View very often, but when we do, it's usually at least mildly entertaining, if not largely entertaining. When Arnold Schwarzenegger gets, almost immigrant shamed by the ladies of The View. Can you believe it? Let's watch and listen when we return.
Everything is like a whiteout. 'Cause we shake, shine.